We are up to the Gemara. The first word on the line is Someach, and we're up to the last word of that line. Hard to pinpoint it. It's about halfway down the white line. The last word of the line, Omar Rava v'itema Rechista, very, very famous and very, very important Gemara, and we have to make sure we understand it correctly. Im roya odom, if a person sees she yisurin boyin olav, that afflictions are coming his way, whether it be physical, emotional, financial, then yifashfesh b'maisav, he should check his deeds. It may well be a wake-up call from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenema, nach b'sa d'rochkeinu v'nach koiro. We should search our ways and investigate them. V'noshuvo ad Hashem. Pish pesh v'loy motza. What happens if he inspected his ma'isim and he could not find anything wrong? Halavai b'yas. He really did an inspection. He went through all of his deeds and he could not find anything. Any reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want to punish him and why he needs to be Chayza B'tshuva. So then, Yitle B'Bitl Torah. So then he should attribute it to Bitl Torah. Shenema, Ashrei HaGever Asher Tiyasrenu Ko. Fortunate is the one who HaKadosh Baruch Hu afflicts. U'mitayroscha Talamdeinu. And teach us Torah. So you see that afflictions come for a lack of Torah. Says Rashi. Look at Rashi. Rashi's on the left-hand side on this particular Omud because there's no Tosfos. On the last wide line. Pish pesh v'loy motza. What does that mean? Loy motza avera b'yodoy. He didn't find any averas shebishvilo as a result of which Ru'uyin Yisurin Halalu Lovi. He didn't find any averas for which it would be appropriate for Yisurin to come. Ashrei Ageve Asher Tiyasrenu Koses Rashi Shebishvil Yisurin Sarech Adam Lovi Lidei Talmud Torah. As a result of Yisurin, a person has to come to more Limud Torah. Why so? So the assumption is that obviously he has not been learning Torah enough. So therefore, it's a two-stage process. If somebody has Yisurin, number one, he should check, are there any Averas for which this might be a result? And if he cannot think of any Averas, then he should attribute it to Bittul Torah, and he should increase his Talmud Torah. Now, there's a very obvious question on this Gemara. In fact, Kipshutai, the Gemara L'Chaira does not make sense. Why not? This person has just done an inspection and he's done a whole bedek habayis, a whole cheshbon hanefesh to see if there's any averas for which he might be suffering now and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to be chayz v'tshuva, and he found nothing. He found nothing. So Baruch Hashem, he's a big tzaddik. So what does the Gemara say? Ah, if you found nothing, then assume it is bittul Torah. So 1 second. If this person is really guilty of bittul Torah, then why did he not find that when he did a cheshbon hanefesh? How did that slip through the cracks? How can you possibly say that a person should check himself up, and if he can't find any averas, then he should be samech on bittul Torah? If there would really be bittul Torah, then he would have found that when he was mefashpesh b'maisav. And if when he was mefashpesh b'maisav, he found nothing, then presumably there was no bittul Torah either. So how can the Gemara say, if we tell it on bittul Torah? That's the famous question on the Gemara. Yeah, the question is understood?
Yes.
So some want to suggest, this is very negeir for us, someone to suggest, there's a famous Yisoid in the name of Reb Chaim Volozhin, and maybe that could be pshat in the Gemara, there could be other interpretations. Reb Chaim Volozhin, I think it was Reb Chaim Volozhin, explained that there exists two types of Bittul Torah. There's Bittul Torah, in his words, Bekamus, and Bittul Torah Be'echus, or as we might call it, in quantity or quality. Meaning, the simplest version of Bittul Torah is in quantity. I could have learned an hour a day and I'm only learning 20 minutes a day. So everybody understands that in quantity of learning, that's a 40-minute period of Bittul Torah. Says Reb Chaim Volozhin, there is a more subtle version of Bittul Torah. If I only have an hour to learn, even if I'm learning that full hour, it may still be considered Bittul Torah in quality, not in quantity. Am I learning in depth enough? Am I exerting myself to understand fully the Torah that I'm learning? It's a frightening yesod. That means even if I'm learning and I genuinely don't have a spare minute, so there's no Bittul Torah in quantity. There's no Bittul Torah bekamus. Again, a person has to be honest with himself, but if he genuinely feels that he could not possibly carve out any more time for Limud Torah, there still may be Bittul Torah be'echos in quality. And if that's the case, then maybe that's Pshat in the Gemara. This person was looking at his mitzvahs and averus. He was doing a cheshbon ha'nefesh and he found nothing. Why did he not find Bittul Torah? Because he really was learning every spare minute. Says the Gemara, if you find nothing, you should assume it's Bittul Torah. So we asked before, one moment, if there really is Bittul Torah, then why did he not discover that when he did his in-home inspection? And the answer is because he was looking at his calendar and he's be'emet saw that every spare minute he has, he's learning. And the Gemara has been machadash that nonetheless, it may still be considered to be Bittul Torah if he wasn't learning enough Bahavona. That's called Bittul Torah Be'echos, Bittul Torah in quality, if not in quantity. Okay. Says the Gemara, first words on the line, Ve'im tala v'loy motza. And what happens if he genuinely realizes that there's no Bittul Torah either? So what's left? He's done his whole cheshbon ha'nefesh, and he's come to the conclusion that genuinely there are no averus for which he is guilty. We're then telling him to maybe attribute it to Bittul Torah, and he says, no, there's no Bittul Torah either. So what's left? Says the Gemara, v'im tala v'loy motza. Biyodua, then you must know she yisurim shel ahavohem. Then they are yisurim of ahavo. Now, what does that mean, yisurim of ahavo? Surely all yisurim are of ahavo. When a parent needs to punish a child, that's also yisurim shel ahavo. And the answer is that no. Normally, when a parent has to give a child yisurim, even though, of course, it's emanating from love, but the purpose is to punish or to educate or to bring him back b'tshuva. But in this particular case, there's nothing to be machsehim b'tshuva. Why not? Because apparently he's not over any averas and he's not doing Bittul Torah either. So this is something new called Yisurin Shel Ahava. Look at Rashi. Yisurin Shel Ahava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meyasroi Be'olam Hazeh. A phenomenal concept that sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish him ba'olam hazeh beloy shum ovoin, even though the person has not transgressed any avera whatsoever. So what's the purpose then? Kedei laharbois schoroi ba'olam haba. In order to increase his benefit, his reward in Olam Haba, Yoser Michdei Zuchuyosov, more than his actual merits would deserve. So this person over the course of a lifetime has done 1,000 mitzvahs, so he deserves 1,000 portions in Olam Haba. So on occasion, for whatever reason, we do not know the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send extra Yisurim, not because he's been over an Avera, not because he's been over Bittul Torah, but purely for the purpose of increasing his Olam Haba. So instead of just getting his 1,000 portions of Olam Haba, he'll get 5,000 portions. What's going on? I didn't do 5,000 mitzvahs. Yes, but this is, as it were, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's compensation for those Yisurim Shel Ahava. Says the Gemara, Shenema, there's a pasuk in Mishle, Ki es asher yohev, Hashem yechiach. The one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves, he sometimes has to send Yisurim. Says the Gemara, Omar Rava, Omar Rav, Schoira, Omar Rav Huna, Kol Shakadosh Baruch Hu Chofetz Boy. Anybody in whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires Medak Oy Bi Yisurim, he sometimes has to inflict him with pain or affliction. Shenema, Vashem Chofetz, Dakoy Heicheli. Yochol. I might have thought that afilu loy kiblem me'ahava, Talmud loy ma imtosim osham nafshoy, ma osham ladas af yisurin ladas. That a person who gets yisurin, there's a special maila and a special darga im ladas, in consciously being aware, not ignoring, but being aware that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has sent my way, and I mekabel it ba'ahava. Ve'im kiblem. And if in that indeed he is mekabelit ba'ahava mas choroi, says the pasuk there in Yeshaya, yire zera yarich yomim, he'll see his children being marich yomim. V'loy oid elosha talmudoi miskayim beyodoi, his learning will be sustained. He'll remember his learning. Shenema v'chefetz Hashem beyodoi yatzliach. Now, Pligi bo Rabbi Yaakov va'aydi v'Rabbi Achar bar Chanina. There's a machloikas amaroyim about the following. Chad Omar, one of them said, Eilu heim yisurim shel ahavo. I will now give you a litmus test. How does a person know whether his yisurim that he's receiving are yisurim shel ahavo? So one of the two opinions says, Kol she'ein bohen bitul teira. There are two types of yisurim. There are yisurim which are all-consuming, and a person has to be extremely busy dealing with his problems, such that it's going to be causing bitul teira. Imagine a person, chas v'sholem, loses all his money, and he's got no parnasa, and he can't fund anything. So he cannot obviously just sit back and say, no, say that I'll just have to get through. What do you mean? He's got no food in the house. He's going to die of starvation. So obviously he's going to have to shop around and going to knock on people's doors and find some work and find some stocker. So inevitably that will be Goyrem Bittel Torah. As opposed to a person can have a different type of Yisurim. Imagine a person is terribly, terribly embarrassed. He receives extreme bizyonis. That's also yisurin. But that might not necessarily be goyer and bitul teirah, because there's nothing that he has to go and do with it. He just has to live with it. It's to live with the shame, it's to live with the embarrassment. But it's not necessarily goyer and bitul teirah. He can go and daven and learn. So that will be considered then yisurim shel ahava, according to this opinion. Why? Says the Gemara, Shenema ashrei agever asher tisis. So it's only ashrei, you're only considered fortunate for receiving Yisurim if Teiroscha Salamdenu, you're still able to learn Torah. But if you're not able to learn Torah, then it cannot be categorized, according to this opinion, as Yisurim Shel Ahava. The second opinion says, no, I disagree. V'chad Omar, Eilu heim yisurim shel avo. I'll give you the definition of yisurim shel avo. Kol she'ein bohem bitul tfila. It's not dependent on bitul Torah. It's dependent on bitul tfila. The Nehemah brings a different pasuk. This is in Tehillim. Baruch Elohim asher lo heisir tfilosi v'chastei me'iti. Blessed is the one whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu has not removed his tefillah. What does it mean, he's not removed from his tefillah? Because on occasion, chas v'shalom, a person will find himself in a situation where he's unable to daven as a result of his yisurin. But if that doesn't happen, then it's yisurin shel ahava. Omaluhu Reb Abba Breda Reb Chia Ba'Abba Hochi Omar Reb Chia Ba'Abba Omar Reb Yechanon Eilu V'Eilu Yisurin Shal Avohein. The third opinion says that I think both of those are Yisurin Shal Avoh. If it's causing either lack of Bittul Torah or lack of Bittul Tefillah, Shenema Ki Es Asher Yeh V'Hashem Yechiach. So Elo Ma Talmud Loima, so what does it mean Umiteiros Chosalam Deinu? How's he learning those words? If you're telling me that either one is considered Yisurin Shal Avoh, so it might well be that it is a Bittul Torah, but it's still Yisurin Shal Avoh if it's not considering, it's not causing a Bittul Tefillah. So the question is, fine, so how do you learn that posuk that we said before, that Miteiros Chosalam Deinu, which sounds like that you still have to be able to be learning during your Yisurin. So he says, no. Al Tikri Talamdeinu Elo Talamadeinu. Now in the art scroll, do they add the vowels over here?
Under which words?
Talamdeinu. Yeah, he does actually. Talamdeinu is the first one. And Al Tikre Talamdeinu Elo Talamdeinu.
Correct. So how do they explain the difference?
That, difficult actually. The first one is that you teach him. Mm-hmm. And the second one is you teach us.
If you look in the margin,
to understand.
If you look in the margin of your Gemara, you'll see. It says, Rotzaloma hadalad besegoil elo betzeri. Don't read it with a dalad besegoil as in talamdeinu.
Yes.
Talamdeinu.
That's how they have it vocalized here.
Right.
They have a tsera the first time. I'm sorry. They have a segoil the first one and a tsera the second one.
Right.
Yeah.
So again, what's the difference between the two?
Doesn't it say limaratanu?
Talamdeinu. In other words, the first interpretation was talamdeinu, that if you have yisurim, you've got to be able to learn Torah. And if not, then it's yisurim shel avah. The second shat is talamdeinu, you have taught us from the Torah. It's not talking about whether you have to learn Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have taught us in the Torah the purpose of yisurim. Where have you taught us in the Torah? So carry on the Gemara. This concept you have actually taught us in the Psukim and the Chumash and the Torah. Where? Kal v'choyma mishen v'ayin. What's shen v'ayin? We know there's a halacha. If somebody owns a non-Jewish slave, so if he is violent towards him, the master towards the slave, and he damages either his eye or his tooth, that's called halacha of shen v'ayin, then the eved goes free. Says the Gemara, so it's a kal v'choyma mishen v'ayin. Ma shen v'ayin, if a tooth and an eye, shehein echad me'evarav shel adam, which is only one limb in the person, and nonetheless, eved yoytzei bohen lecheiros, comma, and that suffices for the eved to get his freedom. Yisurin. So when it comes to afflictions, shememarkin kol gufoy shel adam. So if somebody is having afflictions which will affect his whole guf, not just his tooth or his eye. So all the more so, alachas kama v'kama, that will, as it were, release him from avdus, and that will be considered as a chus for him. V'hainu the Reb Shimon ben Lakish. And this fits in with a statement once taught to us by Rish Lakish. The Omer Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Ne'emar bris b'melach. There is written in the Torah the word bris with regard to salt, as we're about to see. V'ne'emar bris b'yisurim. And so too, when it comes to afflictions, it's also written the word bris. Why? Ne'emar bris b'melach v'ksiv v'loi tashbis melach bris. V'ne'emar bris b'yisurim v'ksiv eila divrei habris. So what's the common denominator between the bris of the melach and the bris of Yisurim? Ma bris ha'omor b'melach, just like the bris with regard to the melach, melach m'matekes es ha'bosor. What's the function, what's the role of the salt? It sweetens the meat. Af bris ha'omor b'Yisurim. So too, that's the concept of the bris with Yisurin as well. Yisurin memarkin kol avoinoisov shel adam. Afflictions can cleanse the averas of a person, just like a piece of meat which might not be edible, or at least not tasty. The salt comes along and sweetens it. So too, Yisurin, to an extent, is also considered a sweetener because it removes a person's averas. And that's what it meant before. Miteiroscha telamdenu, you have taught us from the Torah. In the Torah, you have taught us what is the purpose and what is the result of Yisurim. Says the Gemara, Tanya. Reb Shimon ben Yechai, we're on the fifth bottom line. Reb Shimon ben Yechai, Oimer. Shalosh matonois, toivois, noson, HaKadosh Baruch Hu liYisrael. Three great gifts HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given to Klal Yisrael. V'kulam loy nosnon elo alidei yisurim. And all of them were only given through affliction. Eilu hein, Torah, Eretz Yisrael, v'ha'olam abo. So Torah can only be acquired through, is given to Klal Yisrael through Yisurim, so to Eretz Yisrael, and so to Olam Abo. How do you know? Torah minayin, as we said before, shenemar ashra agevra shati yasrenu for the lashon of Yisurim, umitoyrascha telamdenu. Eretz Yisrael, because it says in the Torah, dechsev, ki ka'asher yiyaser ish, es benoy Hashem alekecha miyasreko, so that pasuk is clearly talking about Yisurim. And guess what it says straight away afterwards? V'ksiv basrei. And immediately afterwards it says, Yashem v'kechom v'yechol eretz toivo. What's the eretz toivo? Obviously that is Eretz Yisrael. And ha'olam abo v'ksiv kiner mitzvah. V'toira oir. V'derech chayim toichochos musa. So if you look at the bottom, the very last Rashi on the Amud, the Derech Chaim, Chaim, which Chaim is this referring to? The Chaya Olam Haba, Havim Loi Toichochos Musar LaAdam, is rebuke and affliction for a person. So a person can only be Zeicha to Olam Haba if he suffered some measure of affliction in Olam Hazeh. Bottom line of the Gemara, Tani, Tana, Kamei, de Rabbi Yechanan, Kol HaOisek Batoira, Ubegemilos Chasadim. Anybody who involves himself with Torah and Gemilos Chasadim, v'koiver es bonov, we'll see what this means, or he buries his sons, moichlin loy al kol avoinosov, all his averas are atoned for. The three things are mentioned over here: Torah, Gemilos Chasadim, kvuras bonim. Amalei Reb Yochanan, why? When it comes to Torah and Gemilas Chasadim, that I understand that you get Olam Haba for, sorry, or you get Mechilas Avoinois. Diksiv, Bechesed, Ve'emes,